All right, everybody. Welcome to our November monthly chat.
Yes.
It's good to see all of you who are here right now. So we got a small crew, which is sort of cool.
Mm-hmm. Intimate.
Intimate crew. Intimate. Yeah. Hey, as we jump on, one of the things I was really thinking about today and just really felt prompted to for us to just talk about, it is Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving month, our month of November gratitude. We talk about wins, I think, almost on every monthly chat. But this one, I was really wondering, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? You can either jump on in and share it or put it in the chat. And then the other thing I was really wondering is, what are you guys doing for this Thanksgiving? Mm. what's happening with you guys? How's that working out for you guys? Because it's sort of the start of our holiday run. And this holiday run is going to be a little bit different, I think, mm-hmm. than years past for many of us. So just wanted to roll through that with you guys and talk through that, because some of us may be busy or just as busy as we've been in the past, and others may be a little more chill. And so we see this time of the year, though, that it can get couples are just, they're just running and they forget that, hey, we still have each other. We don't just time out now right before Thanksgiving and then connect
tap
back
in again and
tap sure. Yeah, well, at the end of December, once Christmas is over, and we're sort of it's new year now, we got to start running into it. So that's what I was just wanting to chat with you guys with today. So if you want to put in or raise your hand about what you're thankful for, grateful for, jump in, let us know. Michelle and Jonathan, they got one.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening, you guys?
Not much. We got some good news. We in the state of Utah, we have been restricted to less than 10 people, 9 or fewer, and Jonathan's family is quite large. There's probably about 14 or 15 of us, so we were all being kind of depressed about it. But the CDC came out with some guidelines saying, if you want to have Thanksgiving with your family, just do it outside.
Okay.
So they have a carport, and we went out and we bought one of those outdoor heaters, and we're going to do it outside. It'll be a fun new something different.
Yeah. Totally for you guys.
That's fantastic. How cold has it been there in Utah?
Yeah.
It's been mid-50s during the day, and the nights get down to about 30. It's warmer than it normally is.
Okay.
So will you have to change what time of day you celebrate Thanksgiving to get your more heat, or does that matter? Or?
We'll probably do it mid-afternoon or so. I got one of those big space heaters that put out 60,000 BTUs of heat.
Okay.
And we're going to do it in the carport, and they're going to put up some tarps to kind of block the wind a little bit. And then we're just going to have the heat kind of blowing through it. So I think it'll be pretty warm in there.
Beautiful.
So basically inside, outside.
Yes, pretty much.
I just saw the other day, and I'm sure you guys in your colder winter states,
everybody,
you guys see this more often than we do. But it was this vest, and you plug it in and then you can power it on, and it has it heats up in the front and in the back and all this stuff. I was well, that's sort of cool.
Actually, what he thought was, Alisa, let me send a text of this picture to you, because I think this would be a great Christmas present for you. So not that kind of cool. This was Alisa, you're always cold. This could actually be really good for you.
Yeah, we've looked at those a couple of times for our daughters, because we like to go camping a lot, and they always freeze when we go camping. So we've and they've got socks that do it, and camping chairs and all that sort of stuff. Same thing. It's kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Love it. Yeah. That's awesome, you guys. That's great.
All right. So Karen says everything on their tablecloth.
If
so
you haven't seen the tablecloth, jump in on Facebook. She posted an awesome picture of it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's awesome. Well, Jill, Matt, what are you guys thankful for?
Work on that. I don't know. You want to go? I mean, last week, obviously.
25 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Our son's on his way home from Kansas right now. As we speak, he's driving home. So he's a week and a half early. The semester's cut off just a week and a half early. But I can't wait to see him. I'm so excited.
Right on.
So another day or so for him to get home, or?
Yeah, he should be home on Wednesday. He's doing 7 hours a day-ish.
Yeah, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
It is a long drive.
7 hours is good.
Yeah.
That's enough to.
Yeah.
By the time you stop and you eat and this, that, and the other, it's 9 hours to your destination. Enough time. That's awesome.
Will he, so you said the semester is over, so will he be home then again until the start of the new semester?
Yeah, so they were originally supposed to end the semester prior to Thanksgiving, so he's going to come home. I think he's still going to check in on classes, and then he's going to do finals from here, and then he'll be done before Thanksgiving, so he's home for the semester, you know, for the winter break, I guess.
Okay.
And then what do you guys have planned for Thanksgiving?
I'm still so up in the air because, like, we have a small, relatively small Thanksgiving anyway. It's probably 9 of us all together, and that's really it. And I wasn't really sure what to do. And he wasn't supposed to be home until next Friday, so I was going to do Thanksgiving on Saturday anyway because I wasn't doing it without him. And then I was like, do I really have people over? And he's just coming in from Kansas. Like, I don't know. Is that dangerous? I don't know. So I'm still up in the air.
Okay. Cool. I had to figure out, I was just reading an article this morning about parents figuring out, parents of college kids or those that would be coming home, going through this whole, like, what do we do? And how do we figure this out? And do we have elderly relatives that are coming? And
my father actually just sent me an article this morning from the New York Times. Maybe it's the same one.
Might be the same one. I mean, not everybody's got the carport with the 60,000 BTU to power small towns in Utah. So.
That's awesome. I think it's ingenuity. Like, hey, just come up with ideas. Yeah. That's great. Ashley and Ross, good to see you guys. We are jumping in, and just because it's the month of November, talking about what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, and then what you're doing for Thanksgiving. And I just saw
Cameron and Madeline
just jumped in as well. So if you want to put it in the text, or you can share. And so we're just talking about those two things. And, you know, mainly like what are we doing now to be intentional? Because Thanksgiving comes, the holidays start hitting us again. Everybody's just, even one thing that you could be doing, like just be intentional in one area or one intimacy that you're really like, hey, you know what? We just need to make sure we're connecting, because if not, all of a sudden January 1st comes around and we're all like, oh gosh. So don't take a break from your marriage just because we have things that are coming up right now. So that's what we're doing right now. So whatever, if you want to jump in, Cameron and Madeline, if you guys want to jump in, thankful, grateful for, and then what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
Stop.
Sorry, our dog is being super annoying. So there was
the- had to be a dog on the other side of Ross's face. Okay, I don't know what I did, but I will stop.
I would say gratitude is at the beginning of the dream again. Back in January last year, Ross and I really had goals of making like couple friends and being intentional about friendships and different things. And we've seen that kind of come true in very odd, unexpected ways. And so that's been really awesome. And then Thanksgiving, Ross's family's turn to host. So my parents will come up and we'll just have Thanksgiving together with the 8 of us and have a good old
day. Yeah, and I don't know if I've actually mentioned it to you, but I think we need to social distance with that. But yes,
we can spread out around the table.
We have lots of space in that area that we can social distance. So.
Ross is a bit more safety precautious than I am around anything.
We're in Iowa and it's 25%.
Iowa's terrible right now.
When you say 25%, Ross, what is that referring to?
So the COVID numbers are 1 in 4 people basically are positive for COVID. So have to be safe. You know, she's pregnant. Gotta be safe for her. My parents are in there.
They're both 70.
70. And so, I mean, just gotta be safe. Your parents or your dad's still working. And so he comes in contact with his customers. He does countertops and that. So all of us see people. I mean, we're teachers, we wear masks and we haven't got it yet, knock on wood, but
that we know of,
but there are people.
You've been tested. That's like the bigger thing.
With a little one, did you guys have to get tested when your daughter?
Yeah, we had our daughter tested.
We didn't have to get tested.
We never had symptoms and she was negative. Mm-hmm. And then my win is for us, or being gratitude, I would say, is beginning of the year, we had a goal so many times of sex, and we've definitely surpassed
that. It's been a good year. In the drunk house,
you know, we went through a few 30-day challenges. No, a 30-day and a 60-day challenge, and then
a 7-day.
And a 7.
They get their 5-day in June.
Yeah. Cameron looks shocked. Like Cameron's like, he's like, what?
Which is just funny because on our side of things, you guys are like sitting right next to each other, so yeah. It's like you're kind of looking at them. Just the way it looks on ours.
Yeah. We've made sexual intimacy one of the things this year, I think, yep. Big. And I'm actually the low desire and Ashley's the high, and nothing wrong with either one of it, but yeah, it's been good.
Awesome. That's love fantastic. It. Love it. Marty says, I'm thankful for my wife.
Yes.
Awesome. 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 Yay. Cameron, Madeline, you guys want to share?
Sorry, we've been in like in survival mode the last like 2 months. And so it's kind of like good to finally slow down. Aww. And so I think maybe just thankful for finally a slower pace.
Well, what we think is a slower pace.
Yeah. But our business, we have a photography side business. So we're both working full time still. Then we have the photography business. And then his brother got married last week or the week before. So been kind of crazy. So thankful for a slower pace, time to slow down and just enjoy our family time.
Wow.
Nice.
What do you guys tend to photograph? Do you have anything?
So we used to do just weddings. And so we've now that we have kids, expanded to do families and weddings still. And so we're just fall time. And so finally families are getting out and getting their family photos. And so we've been busy with that.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
It's my mom's year. So we alternate. So we'll do Thanksgiving with my mom, Christmas with his family. And so I think we're going to do something still kind of up in the air because my aunts are kind of, they've quarantined this whole time. They haven't been around anyone. So they're feeling kind of nervous about being around us. And then I have an aunt that's high risk, but I think the plan is to still do something small with just them.
And we're kind of in the same boat as you guys. We're in Oklahoma and our numbers are crazy right now. So kind of trying to figure out what that looks like. And I think it's probably the same thing. I'm the one that's a little more cautious and like, we probably shouldn't do that. And so, I mean, that's been a little bit of a tension spot for us, but with us working on communication stuff throughout the year also, mm-hmm. It's helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is navigating all that. I mean, this has been a year, whether we talk, you know, COVID or we talk politics or any of those types of, you know, flashpoint issues that, you can be in the same house and have married for years and years. And you're like, wow, look at us this year. Oh my goodness. Really? You think that? So, you know, working through that, like you said, and you guys have spent, you know, this time working on your emotional intimacy. And I have to tell you that picture at the wedding of the two of you.
Yeah. Super.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you posted it. What a fun picture.
Thanks.
But you know, it's everybody. I appreciate you saying that. We're all working through it.
Yeah.
What does that look like? Ashton and Cade came on.
Yeah. Excuses. What are you guys doing for you shared your wins and your gratefulness or your gratefuls and thankfuls. What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Gotta go and mute yourself. Hold on.
Okay. Well, usually for Thanksgiving, it's just us two and our seven kids. Last year we had Kim and JR over.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to come over because she's like, she hasn't basically left her house since March. She's kind of like, okay, you know, because we've gone places, but she's like, I went to the grocery store a few times, but her and JR, like, who's going to go this time? But anyways, but it'll just probably be me and Marty and our seven kids, basically. I don't know. And then our mother-in-law said we could come over to her house, but I don't know if we're going to or what they're doing, you know. I don't think they're the cautious ones because...
Yeah.
I'm the cautious one. He's the not cautious one. I'm like the one leave the house every couple of weeks to get food and that's it. Just
Marty, you're out working still, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're at clients' homes and doing or at the shop, right?
I'm all out and about and like I don't know a single person that has gotten it. And I know I'm around a lot of people. So I'm more and more as time goes by. feel weird. That's all. Like, this is all weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Well, Massachusetts had in the spring, they had that big old spike, but then they just put all these major rules and now it doesn't really go anywhere. It just kind of stays like, you know.
Yeah.
So the Midwest is exploding. We're just like, okay, we just, you know.
Oklahoma and Iowa, apparently.
Oklahoma and Iowa. Awesome.
We've added a few people to the tablecloth this year, like people at our church and stuff, you know, that's really made an impact on us.
That's cool. Yeah, love it, love it.
I don't know, what's our win?
My list of gratefulness is too long to actually start listing.
You just gotta look at the tablecloth. Everybody just hover over their tablecloth. You'll see it.
It's been a really good year for us.
I know.
In intimacies, and so I'm just extremely happy.
I know, it's like, it's kind of weird for us. It's like, nothing's really changed except for the, like, there's this overwhelming dread outside the door, but everything else is like, we still homeschool our kids for 17 years. He still works full time. The only thing different is go out and wear a mask. And so that's like the really gratefulness thing. And I'm just like, okay, that's a thing to be grateful for. And, you know, we figured out ways to do date nights too. Like, we subscribed to a couple of those date night in a box things.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of those going. And then today in the mail, I got, there's a, I don't know, you probably heard of that website called The Dating Divas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I got this book today. It's like a year of sexy dates.
There you go.
It's got a whole bunch of cool stuff that I'm like, okay, here's more fun we can have. So we don't really go anywhere to have fun. We've been having a lot of fun here with our date boxes and other things. And, you know, book, you know, find good stuff in there. And
make it happen.
Awesome. Love it. Love it, you guys.
Ashton and Cade.
So we're just sharing what you're thankful for this year and then what you're doing for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Babies turning one.
Thankful we survived the year with twins.
Twins, yeah. Turning one.
Yep. We are going to his grandma's house in Texas for Thanksgiving for a couple days, just so she can see the baby. She hasn't seen him yet. Just with RSV and flu season last winter, and we weren't traveling, and then COVID, we haven't been able to see her yet. So we're going to go down there for just a couple days, because anytime we go anywhere with five kids, it's overwhelming for whoever we're staying with. So we try to keep it in a couple days.
Whoever you're staying with, yeah. Whoever you're staying with is just like, that was.
Can they leave yet? So keep it short and sweet. Kids are off all week, so we'll do some stuff around the house probably. But
I love that image of traveling with five kids and just going into somebody's house and they're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when they're by themselves or with one other person most of the time. It's a lot.
Yeah. Just I just hear the volume level go up in a house.
Just yes, always.
Because we know what it's like when just one of our kids, and we like two, but when one of them is not around, how much quieter it is, and you're like, oh.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you guys for sharing. I'm going to share what I'm grateful for this year. Me personally, selling my other business at the end of last year and stepping away from it, like in the second week of January, it was pretty tense. I didn't realize how much I was doing and how worn out I was. Mm. And so this year I'm really grateful for just some space and just been able to relax a little bit and just take a step back, and how it's been, I think, healthy for our marriage.
Oh yeah.
Because I felt like last year, man, I was on the edge a lot, especially towards the latter part of the year. Like, it was just, felt like there was just a lot. And then there even came a point this year where I felt like super just like run down. And I think my body was just having to heal. And now I'm feeling great now, but just to have that off my plate has been pretty amazing. It just took me a little while to get out of the boat. Like, Jesus kept saying, hey, get out of the boat, Tony, like, come on and walk over to me. And I was just sort of like, no, the boat's like pretty cool, man. Like, I'm good right here. Like, I don't need to get out of the boat. Like, everything's good. And so I'm just grateful that Elisa was there along the way. And there are a number of times when she was prodding me that I didn't enjoy it, but she would prod me and be like, I think it's time to sell it. So it's been pretty good. And then for Thanksgiving, we've decided to punt and just take us and the kids and one friend, and we're going to Santa Barbara for 3 days because Alex wants to go up to Santa Barbara City College for school after he finishes up down here. So he's never been there. Lisa and I have been there many a times. We spent our first anniversary up there. And so I was just like, you know what? I just personally, with where my family's at and everything that's going on, I just was like, we're going to punt. We're just going to go spend it with ourselves. And we're going to drive up there on Thanksgiving Day, and we'll probably have In-N-Out Burger and call it good.
They may not be open.
They may not be open. So
yeah, this will actually be the first time in like 15 or 16 years that I'm not cooking Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
It's very weird to be like a week out going, I don't have to buy a turkey. I don't have to think about how many people we're having. Because when we do Thanksgiving, it's not just Tony's family. We're like, hey, anybody that we know, if you need a place or if you know somebody that needs a place. So it's not unheard of.
Yeah, we have a lot of folks in church.
25 or 30 at our house.
Anywhere to go. So we just invite everybody over.
And so, yeah, I'm in this weird headspace of going, I just have to pack clothes. Like, what's that about?
Yep.
And making hotel reservations and figuring out
kids. Yeah.
We're probably a Chinese. Yeah.
We'll get duck.
Duck. Christmas story.
Christmas story duck.
No chopping
you'll
head
see,
off though.
You'll see pictures of us with a duck.
Yes. Yeah, it's different. And
so that's what we're doing. What are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful because this COVID season, we have had so many amazing conversations with our teenagers. I think a lot of times teenagers get a bad rap for who they are and how they treat people. And that's not to say they don't make bonehead decisions and that they aren't disrespectful.
Which
and
they are at times.
Sometimes really sassy mouthed individuals. But that actually kind of fits all of us. So it's not just a teenager thing. But we've just, especially over the last, I would say, month and a half, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
we've just had some of the most incredible conversations with our kids that I don't think we would have had.
Yeah.
Just even going back to like early COVID.
Like they're in our bedroom. They're just in our bed. They'll like I'll be in bed and it's like 9:30, 10, just reading, and then all of a sudden they'll jump in, and they're there until 11 or 12 o'clock, and we're just all just chatting until 12 o'clock, and it's just like, all right, guys, now it's time to go to bed because I am getting very tired.
Because you all get to sleep.
I'm not 16 years old, and I'm not sleeping in until noon. Like I still got a schedule I got to keep. So, but it has been good for that.
Yeah. Ashton said, we're also thankful for Cade stepping back from his extra work responsibilities and more time that we've had. Yeah, all your walk and talks, yeah. You're like epic two times a day walk and talkers. You're like.
Yeah, you guys are killing the walk and talks.
So that's huge. And I mean, I remember those conversations that Tony and I were having around that choice. And it wasn't easy. He wasn't real thrilled with those conversations. It was more like a push you out of the boat. It wasn't like a prod.
Yeah, it's probably pushing.
It was a little more push.
There's probably a lot of pushing going on. Yeah. So yeah, so that's what I say we are grateful for. So just keep thinking, you know, and Elise and I are as well. Like next week, our grateful and thankful episode will be coming out to just help you guys be thinking that, even in this time. I mean, just talking to so many good friends and just and it's been rough on the marriage front. There are definitely COVID casualties. Like people are just spun out with the election stuff this whole year. People are spun out. Marriages are spun out. We hear it. We see it. But you guys keep pressing in. Keep, you know, just keep going through like the position post. Try a new position. It may feel awkward. I get it. Elisa has her sexually confident women's workshop tomorrow night. You know, if that's an area like, you know, Ross and Ashley just jumped in this year and just said, like, that's what we're going after. That's your pillar that you need to go off of this year, then jump in it. Mm-hmm. I know for Elisa and I mean, it sort of ebbs and flows, like which pillar we're in and where we're really focusing in on. I don't know what it's going to be for this next year.
Yeah, we actually just had an interesting conversation around the intimacy lifestyle. We're changing it up for the first time in, the second time.
Second time. So the first time we tried to change it up, it was really weird. Like, we've always been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, me, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, her. And one time we tried to flip it. Like, all of a sudden we're like
hardcore flip.
Yeah, like, we're like, you take Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I'll take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that worked all of like.
It didn't. It just didn't.
Yeah, we couldn't figure it out. Like, we got so frustrated.
It's kind of like sleeping on, like, I don't know if any of you guys always sleep on the same side of the bed, but forever we have slept on, and it felt like you were trying to sleep on the other side of the bed, where you're just like, I don't know how to function when I'm thinking different days.
It was one week, and we miserably just weren't able to figure this out for some reason. It's all the same
body parts, but the days just. Wow.
Yeah. And so what's been happening for the last few months now, since the kids went back to school. So our kids go hybrid. So they're in school Monday and Tuesday, and then home Wednesday, Thursday, and then Fridays are flex day, which basically means they don't go to school. So what we're doing is we're going Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are still my days. Because Monday and Tuesday, typically when the kids aren't around, it's on our calendar. Like, we seriously, like,
super
just
super easy.
It's like on the calendar. It's like a lunchtime date. We're like, hey, like, we're skipping lunch and we're just going to rendezvous in the bedroom, and then we can grab a quick bite, whatever. You know, that's our time. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday have become very heavy content days for us. Mm-hmm. For one extraordinary marriage. And so it puts a lot on Elisa's plate and my plate between developing the show, recording the show, then interviews, if we're doing interviews, doing videos, all you have it. And then coming to Friday, Lisa has a heavy coaching day. And we were just like,
it wasn't happening.
It was it more times than not, Friday was, and at the beginning, it was me getting frustrated with Lisa because she just wouldn't say anything and she'd just come to bed. And I'd be like, isn't it like your day, your night? Like, it's Friday. You're supposed to be initiating. And she wouldn't even say anything. So I would flip over and be a little upset and just go to sleep. Cause I'm like, if she's going to initiate, it's her night. And so I basically said, hey, babe, if you're not going to initiate, just say so, so we can adjust into Saturday. Well, we kept adjusting more and more into Saturday. So we both had this revelation on Saturday, this past Saturday. I was on my bike, right? And I was just like, why do we keep frustrating ourselves? Why don't we just Wednesday call that our off day and then move her days to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which Saturday ends up being a day where it's a little more lax. Just nothing's really on our plate. Kids can be gone. Another thing that I'm thankful for, without playing football, Alex has had more time on his hands. So he got a job and he's loving it. So it's like, go rock on with your bad self, make money. And he's digging it. So he's actually out of the house on Saturdays. And then Abby's usually with a friend or something. So that opens up another 3-hour window on a Saturday where it's sort of like, oh, whoa, like, now we can just like be chilling with nobody else here as well. So
definitely. It's a daytime window. It's not a nighttime window. So then we add the awake factor in. Yeah. And awake sex is really good. We've talked about that.
So we're just sharing that because this is honestly fresh and new, and we'll eventually bring it up on the upcoming episode, but it's something that we're like, all right, it's been 11 years of the same thing. Here we are. We're going to change it up a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm super excited because Fridays we're just rolling around and I'm like, the tank is empty.
So when you travel, you flip sides of the bed, Ashley and Ross. That is really very interesting. Okay.
And it's not intentional. That's the crazy thing to me.
Wow.
I think like it originally started, I selfishly wanted a nightstand or something.
Yeah,
so,
at your parents' place in Des Moines.
But the parents though, we flip flop, so you have the nightstand. It wasn't at mom and dad's. At some point. We just flip flop when we travel, and it's not like we don't talk about it. It's just he gets this side, I get this side, and when we're at home, it's weird. I don't know.
And you, no issues going to sleep or doing
when you. No, we didn't realize it until probably like 3-4 years into marriage. We're like, did you like, we flip sides of the bed when we travel. It's just.
That's awesome.
It's weird. I don't know.
All right. And now that, like, I think we do too.
Yeah, now that you say that, I'm sitting here thinking, I think the last several times we've traveled and stayed somewhere, we flip sides. I don't know why. Just we do, I guess. It's like, oh, we're not in our house. We're going to flip it up and make a difference.
Change it up. Yeah,
change it up.
And then Jonathan, just wherever you sleep closest to the door, so it doesn't matter. That's and so Michelle, you're just like, I'm on the other side of, I'm farthest from the door.
Okay, so I want to ask a question. Ashley and Madeline, when you guys are at home, are you the ones closest to the door for when the kids come in?
So our toddler isn't getting out of the bed yet. I think we're bad parents because every time we say this, everyone like gives us a look like we're terrible people. So we took her like crib side off. So she has like a big girl bed, and we told her she had to stay in her bed. And if she got out of her bed, we would put her baby in timeout because timeouts don't work with her. And she just like kind of sits there and looks at us like, whatever. And so we said, we'll put her baby in timeout if she gets out of bed. And now she won't, like she's terrified of getting out of bed. So she won't until we like get on her baby monitor and be like, okay, you can get out of bed and come see us. And so then she comes running in here, but I am closest to the door.
Yeah. Ashley, are you closest to the door at home?
So I'm closest to the door, but that was before we had kids. And actually, like when we don't have the baby monitors on right now because the kids are old enough, but like when new baby comes, the monitor actually goes to Ross's side because I will not wake up. I feel like failure mom. I don't know, crying, screaming, whatever. I sleep right through it. No idea. So Ross has to shake me awake when the baby needs something.
Or, you know, if she's got milk that
I'll just
go and feed.
You got to feed. But...
So yeah.
Okay. No,
or if you'll give her a bottle.
I'll give her a bottle. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And obviously, Jonathan, you sleep closest to the door at home. But when you travel, you always go closest to the door. Yeah. Michelle's
nodding.
Yeah, I
had to unmute there. Sorry. Like it depends on where the bed's at in the room, but I always sleep closest to the door. So sometimes it's on one side and sometimes it's on the other.
And you guys have been married 27, 26?
25 and a half, almost 26.
25 and a half, okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, Madeline.
And Madeline, I think that's fantastic. I think that's great. It works.
Teaches responsibility, accountability, and it doesn't make it about punishment to her. It's, well, you know, it's baby.
All I know is we've hung out with some of our younger friends who have like 2-3-year-olds. And these moms set up the sleep training,
taking care of babies and stuff. Yeah,
dude,
it would have changed our marriage.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man. I just what a blessing. I mean, they're like, all right, let's go to bed. It's 7:30, and their kid just like hops up into bed. I get 3 years old, just like hops up into bed. It's like good night, and it's like out. I'm like, what? And like we're out here having dinner and talking and all this and. She doesn't come out. The kids don't. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like this would have saved us. So many arguments.
Yeah, it would have been such a different marriage.
So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Baby. Oh, I thought you were tying us if it was a boy or a girl. I'm like, baby Rose?
It's going to be.
I was like, oh, is that a gender reveal right there?
Sorry. We find out Saturday. So ultrasound is Thursday and then reveal is Saturday.
Okay. I was all getting excited. But yeah. Baby Rose must be one of the girls' babies.
Yeah. That's Maya's baby.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to actually try this timeout thing. Awesome.
I'll say it was pretty traumatic the first time we did it. Like she had a freak out and we looked at each other and we were like, oh, what did we just do?
Okay, so you guys are gonna have to connect. You guys are gonna have to connect offline just to figure out like what all the nuances are so that Ashley and Ross are set up for success because freakouts are real.
Yeah, freakouts are real.
But that's great. Yeah, no, the reason I was asking about the like where people sleep is because at home my thought was, well, moms are going to be closer to the door because when the kid comes in or when you have, it's usually the mom that gets up, but from a protection standpoint, specifically when you travel, if husband is closest to the door, then there's like that protective
in my mind. I'm just trying to think like from a sexual intimacy standpoint, if Elisa's on the other side of me, like I don't know how to rub her, like I don't know how to foreplay
like where, or get her,
because
parts?
Like my hands are like reversed and I don't know, like that means like my right hand has to do work and I'm a lefty. So that's where my mind ends up going because, and especially when you're traveling, because you definitely are going to want to have like travel sex if you're not with the kids. And then if you flip me, then I'm like, all out of whack, unless you go, we go on a couch in the bedroom or something.
I think the spooning of snuggling, like just snuggling, is, it's a nice twist though, because you're facing different directions. But that's not the foreplay. That's just like, you know, snuggling or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Podcast time, guys.
I know. I'm thinking like, okay, what's the show
around? What's the show around? What side of the bed do you sleep on, and where do you go? Yeah, but when you travel, we haven't.
We haven't done the travel nuance.
The travel nuance.
People, hardly anybody's traveling right now, so we're gonna have to wait on that show.
Yeah, well, we can go think back into your banks and get into your memory of like when you used to travel and when you did have some fun together.
When you don't,
yeah, you know.
Madeline says if we're traveling, it's not starting in bed. Totally get it. It's all good.
That's great. Yeah, there you go. So it doesn't matter.
Cameron said that.
Cameron said that.
See, that is the one thing that when you travel, do you get a room with one bed or two beds?
Yes.
So that you can mess up one bed, have fun in one bed, sleep in the other.
Done that. Done both.
They need hotel rooms where there's a king and a queen. Like not two queens, but they need a king and a queen. That would be wonderful. Yeah. But
so that doesn't be quiet. The queen, king or the queen?
Queen.
I don't know. I think it depends on the mood.
Hello. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Sleeping in the king.
Just get an Airbnb that has both.
What's that?
Just get an Airbnb that has an extra room.
Oh, there you go. Be like, we need the entire house. We need to like three different bed sizes. It's kind of like, you know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We're just
going to try
out them all out and figure out which one fits.
That is interesting. Yeah. I'm going to say this because we're on this point. If you guys haven't used Uberlube, please get it. Like, I can't tell you guys enough how amazing that lube is. Like, we have others that we have on the Amazon shop, but there's nothing better in my opinion, period. I think it feels like so smooth and silky. Grab it. It's great for even just massaging. It doesn't taste. It's like one of those cool ones. If you have like, if there's anything that like the smell can irritate or give you headaches with some of these other ones, cause there's just a lot of scent perfume, man, is it amazing. It's really good. Yeah. We waited way too long to try it.
I feel the same way.
I understand. So what did you have, the 50 or the 100 or the travel? Because if you man, that is like pouring
it. No.
It was the travel.
It wasn't the travel. It was the 50, I think.
Okay. 50. Okay.
We lasted a long time.
No, actually, Karen, that's a good question. I was just watching a video on them. And what they said to do, it really interesting. They said on silicone toys, just put a little dollop on one area and just leave it there for a second and see if it will like disfigure it. So will the silicone raise or something? And just to see if it's okay for that toy, because they're saying that different silicones react differently to it. So they said, just put like a little dollop on it and just leave it there and see if something happens, wash it off. And check. They also said that if it does bubble a little bit, that should just go back down. But just to check with your toys, yeah, just that's a really cool, quick way. And maybe not put it at the tip or something, put it more at like the base.
So shower lube, Good Clean Love for the shower, water-based.
Yeah, we use that Good Clean Love one. And that's on the Amazon shop, I'm pretty sure. Let me just check for you guys. That's water-based. I don't know if I'd go with the silicone like the Uberlube, because it's more of a glass bottle as well. And I wouldn't want to see that bust.
Yeah.
If you go, I'll put it in the chat, the Amazon shop, and you'll see it there.
Green tube.
Yeah.
Clean Love's getting all kinds of love.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like,
it's just good because it is the water base. And so the other thing with silicone or oil base, you just have to be careful if you're like in the shower, you start getting all slippery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just what the packaging is, but how slippery your floor could get.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want any injuries. Caveat, we're not responsible for any injuries y'all have in the shower based on the lube you chose. And that is a really big puppy.
That's a really big puppy.
I'm like, all of a sudden there's a big dog.
Well, that's, I mean, like this month's position is kiss the cook. And I put that one in there specifically because it's Thanksgiving. And I figured, you know what? I want something that's fun. That's like, hey, we're standing up, kiss the cook, have fun, boom. Sliquid is another one. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's another one out there we've seen. Haven't used it personally.
Excuse me, use it too.
There you go. Yeah. Cool. So always use what's enjoyable, but use it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Fun conversation.
That was a great conversation. You guys all good? have a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Truly. I mean, we're thankful for you guys and being able to do these calls every month and hang out with you guys and chat and even share some things that are going on that it's not out there yet and will come out eventually, but it's fun to share sort of even where we're at and what we're working through. And I think some things will be coming up in this next year, just with areas that we're still like, even ourselves are just processing. I think over the years we've learned that we take a little bit longer now to process, to see where we're at, to hear from others in the one family and then share, not like years and years ago where it's just sort of like, all right, let's just get behind the microphones and let's just say something. We just sort of like to process it. And even like with our intimacy lifestyle, I mean, that's something we're going to process. We wanted to share with you guys, but that's something we're going to probably process and see how it works out for the next month before we actually bring it up into an episode to share, because we want to have some like, oh, it's working, or here are some hiccups that we've had along the way getting used to something new.
It's kind of like getting the bugs out.
Yeah. Thank you all for the happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Skewsies. Love you all. Have a great one. I'm going to get this up here within the 24 hours, so you'll see it if you want it. Enjoy. Have a happy Thanksgiving, whatever you guys choose. Be safe. Love on your families, though. Let them know you love them. No matter if you're with them or not, you can always send them a hug and just let them know how special they are. So love you guys.
Bye, guys.